In the November US election, it was the working class vote that turned against the Democrats and made Donald Trump president. Author Thomas Frank believes the Democrats have lost their way. He was a guest of the Adelaide Writers Festival, where Annie Haswell caught up with him.
The Democrats have always described themselves, they have a slogan. They call themselves the Party of the People. And that is a populist slogan. The people are set off against the elite, you know, the moneyed interests. That's always been how they've identified themselves over the years. The party of working people, the party of the middle class. And what's happened is that in the last 30 or so years, they've changed their minds about that. They don't want to be that anymore. They don't want to. Instead, they think of themselves today as the party of the professional class. Very affluent, white-collar, highly educated elite that tends to be socially very liberal, that has good manners and you know, likes good things and is very tolerant on social issues. They're really not interested in working class problems and working class concerns.
And yet, theoretically, they should be still in their own minds.
They should be more than ever. This is, you know, the country is, you know, deindustrializing. And yes, they should be very concerned. We have this word that we use in America, inequality. I don't like the word, but what it describes is the sort of coming apart of the middle class society. That the country is prospering on paper, but average people are not getting it. Their situation is not improving. And that's amazing. All the affluence, all the profits, all the advances that we're making in America go to people in about the top 10% or so of the population. And Democrats talk about this. They feel real bad about it. But by and large, they aren't real concerned by it. They don't want to do, they don't ever do anything about it, because those people who are benefiting from it are by and large their voters.
So the move of the Democrats away from caring about organized labor, is that a key factor in the gap widening?
Oh, absolutely. So when you talk about inequality growing in America, there's a number of different factors that explain it. And one of the biggest ones is the demise of organized labor in America. So, you know, not all that long ago, in the 50s and 60s, in a northern state, probably about 50% of the private sector jobs would have been unionized. This is when I was a child. Today, it's something like 7%. I mean, it's unbelievably low. You never encounter unions unless you go out there and look for them, you know. This is why wages keep getting bid down more, further and further and further in America. Workers have no bargaining power, all this sort of thing. So unions are one of the traditional bulwarks of the Democratic Party. They are always there at the conventions. Every 4 years at election time, the Democratic politicians come to the unions and say, give us your treasury because we're running for office, and the unions always oblige, you know, always do it. They turn over the treasury on election day. Their members get out and work their butts off for whoever it is, Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or something like that. After the election is over, the unions will come to the Democrat who's just won, and they'll say, okay, well, you know how we worked our butts off for you the other day? Well, we have one issue. And they always have just one, right? And it's always the same. We need to make it easier to form a union in America again. It has to become possible to form unions in America again. And the Democrat will always be like, oh, you know, I'll see you in 4 years. You know, get lost, okay? And Barack Obama did this to them, and Bill Clinton did this to them, and Jimmy Carter did this to them. And the unions lose more and more and more members. And this is massively frustrating to be a leader in the labor movement in America, because you don't have a choice. The Republicans hate you, you know. The Republicans are sworn to your destruction, you know. And the Democrats, who are supposed to be your friends, won't give you the time of day. And so it's just absolutely maddening. But this is this has all sorts of consequences for politics across the board.
The biggest consequence after your book was published was that Trump got in. On the back of a hugely unhappy group of people, including those people in unions, I imagine.
Yes, that is exactly right. So the Democrats have betrayed unions and working class people generally again and again and again and again. And working class people know this. It's not like they can't, you know, read the newspaper and figure this out. They know it. And in fact, some of the Democratic betrayals are legendary. And the classic, the one that you hear about whenever you talk to a union group, whenever you talk to anyone in organized labor, is NAFTA, which was a trade agreement that the U.S. signed with Canada and Mexico when Bill Clinton was president. And it was devastating to union labor, absolutely devastating. And they know it, and they are pissed off about it, and they blame deindustrialization on it. And here comes Trump, and he's talking about this in a very he's right there with them on this issue. Now, he doesn't understand the particulars of this issue, but he knows that this is something that is very profoundly meaningful for working class people. And he's hitting it with all he's got. And meanwhile, who's his opponent? It's Bill Clinton's wife, Hillary. And she says she's on the right side of this issue, and she's had a change of heart, you know, and she now sees the light, and no one believes her. If you ask me, this is the single issue that got Trump elected and that ruined Hillary Clinton was the trade issue, because that's where she lost these working class people. Now, the leadership of the labor movement in America was with her, and they, again, did everything they were supposed to, and they funded her to the hilt, and they went out and worked for her and all that sort of thing. But the rank and file this year finally turned against the Democrats not completely, but in a way that we haven't seen before. And yes, that's what got Trump. That's what got him his victories in Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Now that I list those, it just seems incredible. Every now and then I have to pinch myself and remind myself that this really happened. This guy is president now, and that's how he did it.
Thomas Frank, author of Listen Liberal.